Dixon to listen to the Word of God. Our gospel reading this morning is from John, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? Very truly I tell you, no one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, for you are our strength and our salvation. Amen. Several months ago, I think I told you about the bracelet that Bishop Bickerton sent to all active clergy in the New York Annual Conference. It says on it, "Just breathe." He received a similar bracelet himself and felt that it was a message that needed to be shared with all of us clergy in these uncertain times in the church and in the world. And so I've been wearing it pretty faithfully throughout these months. And then at Christmas time, I received the iWatch as a gift. And for those of you who might have one or have seen one, there is an app on it that tells you when to breathe. And a few times during the day, actually just about 10 minutes ago, I haven't quite figured out when or why it tells me, whether it's recognizing that I need this moment or not. There's a moving image that appears, a blue-like flower that expands and contracts to tell me to take a deep breath, to inhale, and then to exhale again. And that goes for about a minute. And there's even an option to dismiss it. So if I'm too busy to breathe at that moment, I can say, "No, never mind." Why is just breathing so hard sometimes? Why do I need, I'll speak for myself, these clues to breathe? I think it's because that we have an insatiable urge to just do it, to get it all done, to do it by ourselves, to push through as soon as possible, to get done those things that are on our list before us. And I know that personally I am guilty at times of rushing through a task or a whole day and then stopping and wondering, when was it that I last took a deep and cleansing breath? It isn't a good feeling. It isn't good for productivity or for stress levels, for health and wellness. It isn't good for our emotional and spiritual health either. Our breath, the oxygen that we breathe in and the carbon dioxide that we breathe out, is the very thing that keeps our body functioning, sending fresh air to our lungs, our brains, our muscles, our heart. Every cell of our bodies needs that breath. From the beginning, it is breath that brings forth creation. In Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living being. When we forget to breathe, we ignore the very core of our being that gives us life. A Buddhist practitioner is quoted as saying, "Your breathing is your greatest friend. Return to it in all your troubles and you will find comfort and guidance." We need to ground ourselves in our created being and in the presence of God with us and in us at every moment. Today's thought for meditation, Don, if you can put it up there, it's in your bulletins as well, is from Compassion in Practice, The Way of Jesus by Frank Rogers Jr., the guide that I'll be using throughout this Lenten season for us to reflect on compassion. And Rogers writes, "The sacred breath, the divine presence, the face of God that beholds and sustains all life, does so willingly, benevolently, generously, and delightedly. And in the same ways that our bodies without breath would deteriorate and perish, so too would our spirits wither and die without a sustaining connection with the vitality of God's love. Without compassion, the soul decays." We were created by a God of compassion. And if we lose sight of the ground of our being, then there is no way that we can be truly compassionate to ourselves or to each other. Remember the greatest commandment: love God, love self, love others. To love self and others, we must know and trust that we are loved by God. And to love God, we must know and trust that the love of God is for us and in us. We worship and serve a God of love and compassion from that moment of creation when God speaks the refrain, "It is good." And then as we move through the Old Testament, we hear the story of God caring for the Israelites as they wander in the wilderness, as they stubbornly continue to desire to return back to captivity rather than move forward. And yet God offers compassionate guidance and multiple second chances. We hear the compassion of God in the Psalms, some of the most beloved. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, the Lord restores my soul." Psalm 139, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And the psalm we read this morning, 121, "I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." And then perhaps one of the most profound declarations of God's love for us comes in the well-known verse of John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son, so whoever believes may not perish but have eternal life." God sending Jesus to live among humanity, incarnation, is the word we give that. And that incarnation is God's greatest act of love and compassion. God saw the struggle and the suffer of God's people and recognized that it required God to come down and to live among us. Compassion with suffering. God saw with compassion the needs of God's creation and came to give us love and compassion through the life of Christ. Nicodemus came to Jesus in the darkness, not knowing or understanding the presence of God that was already with him. And so Jesus tells him in this challenging conversation that he must be born again, or born from above, that the Spirit that comes from above brings us new life. And obviously Nicodemus wrestles with this idea, how could one be born again? And Jesus explains that it is by the movement of the Spirit and the presence of God that we are born again and able to give and to share the love that God has given to us. How amazing it is that the God who breathed life into the earth and birthed all of creation would see us, would see God's beloved children suffering in the darkness of the world, and love us enough not to condemn, but rather to come down and to be with us. Like a parent stooping down to pick up a child who has stumbled and fallen yet again. The compassion and mercy of God will not let us go, for it is our very breath and our very being. The compassion of God is the source of eternal life made known to us in Jesus Christ. So just breathe. Take time to take a breath, to notice the presence of the Holy Spirit in you, the presence of Christ that grounds you. In this Lenten season, we are invited to deepen our connection with the compassionate presence of God through prayer and scripture study, worship and community, and sharing bread at the Lord's table. Frank Rogers encourages us, regardless of the spiritual practice, the invitation remains the same. We can return to the ground of infinite compassion, behold our face as beloved, and breathe this love into every fiber of our being. In doing so, we leave replenished, loved, and alive, bearers of love for the world. He continues by saying that it is in spectacular and unforgettable and mundane, profoundly tender ways that the compassion, the sacred compassion that sustains our world, has touched our lives. We have glimpsed it in the eyes of a loved one who sees our shame and treasures us anyways, in the kindness extended to us and to our families in times of grief, in moments of mystical oneness with the beauty of creation, in the laughter of children, in the falling of snow, in the glistening stars, in the innocence of a newborn's eyes, in each of our lived moments of heightened connection, we are amazed with the wonder and the wordless grace of God. These moments are sacred. They are portals of presence, icons through which we capture the sight of God's presence, which permeates the whole of the universe. And when we allow ourselves to be immersed in such moments, we sense it. We are not alone in the world. We are beloved. We are held not just in the care of companions, but in the infinite love of God. We are beloved. and we are held by God's love for the world. Love that sent Christ into the world. Love that is for each of us, so that we may not perish, but have eternal life and love. Beloved of God, be grounded in the compassionate love of God and just breathe. Amen.